We're not those women. You and I are not those women. And even if you are going through something right now, I love you and I appreciate you. And I am sending you all of the positive and beautiful healing vibes because you are celebrating the capability that you have woken up today and that you get to do something about it. What up, gorgeous friend? Welcome back to the Ambitious and Fit podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, mindset, and of course, female empowerment, because truly we are meant for so much in this life. And it's simply because ambitious and fit women are rare unicorns. We think differently, we act differently. And honestly, we have very high standards for our lives. And so I could not be more thankful to be in your earbuds today, girl. I'm so happy that you and I are podcast besties. It feels amazing because I had talked about this in the last podcast episode, but I feel so honored that I get to be surrounded by fellow ambitious and fit women, and you and I get to have these conversations that clearly not a lot of people are having. I created this podcast honestly because there are so many ambitious podcasts, so like business focused podcasts or self-development and things like that. Whenever it comes to maybe business or mindset, or there's just fitness podcasts where all you learn about is fitness and nutrition. But I wanted to bring those two things together because ambitious women, driven women in general, just think and act so much differently. And we have to remember that those pillars all have to come together to create the lifestyle that we want to be obsessed with, to create that life that we truly want for ourselves. And they all work interconnected together. So that's the reason why I started this podcast. And truly, I'm so thankful for you. I'm imagining that you and I are at a coffee shop. We're enjoying our wonderful lattes and we are just catching up on life and all of the good things. I'll tell you from a life update perspective, Enzo is so big now. Our sweet 17-week golden retriever puppy is just, I can't believe I just said 17 weeks. This is insane. But he is growing like a weed. He's like 45 pounds now. And he's only 4.5 months, like 4.5-ish months. And he is freaking perfect. We're so thankful. I will tell you that I don't know if you've grown up with puppies or you're a fur mama yourself, but we previously had a wonderful golden retriever. His name was Shiner. He had passed away in November. And we also have our Great Dane, who's 8 years old. His name is Apollo. And I love the crap out of Shiner and Apollo. But as puppies, they were little shits. Let me tell you, like literally, Shiner ate drywall. He ate carpet. He ate furniture. It was terrible. I left my apartment for 2 seconds to go down to Elise's apartment to go grab something. And he ripped up my like literal rug. It was terrible. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then Apollo, our Great Dane, literally would eat the crown molding and he would pee everywhere. And he was so emotional and like was so scared of everything. So whenever we were preparing for a new puppy, like Tony and I were like, all right, it's like we're going to war. We got paint on our faces and we're like, all right, buckle up, buttercup. Like, let's freaking do this. Like, we got 2 playpens. We were like so prepared for all of these things because like we naturally just had some interesting puppy experiences. And I mean, granted, like Shiner and Apollo literally came out perfect and it's because they had each other. But Enzo was literally like, he hasn't destroyed anything. He has his little Sour Patch Kid moments. You know what I mean? Like he has razor sharp shark teeth and, you know, his nails are sharp as well. And he loves to like fight us a little bit and he gets all handsy. He's almost like a little lion cub. P.S. if you want to go see him, he's adorable. And you can pop over to my Instagram at Michelle E. Stallings. I'm absolutely happy to show you some pictures. Even if you were to DM me and ask me, I will totally take one on the spot. For mommy obsessed. Yes, I agree. I hopefully will be the same way with real human children in these next couple of years. Tony's like, you're going to be a helicopter mom. I'm like, yes, but they will be amazing, driven, successful babies. And he goes, perfect. That sounds great. But essentially, like Enzo has not done anything. All he wants to do is please us, love on us. And he is truly amazing to the point where Tony is not even wanting to take him to a, like training. He's already like never has accidents, nothing. So anyways, Enzo is doing fantastic. So for those of you guys that were wondering, I will tell you, as my podcast bestie, Apollo is again 8 years old and Enzo is still only 4 months. So it's like asking a 2-year-old to be friends with an 85-year-old. And so Apollo is tolerant of him right now. Like, we're slowly liking him, but like, we're warming up. Enzo is obsessed with Apollo. Like, literally, he's like, you are my favorite thing in the whole world, like even more than us. So it's very interesting to watch, but that's been amazing. My program, my Ambitious and Fit Gals, are having the most incredible transformations that I have ever seen to date. Like, truly, me shifting the program from only 4 months to 6 months has literally changed the game for all of my gals. Like, their lifestyle, like the habits that they've created, they're so sustainable. They've been able to maintain their transformations. Like, once they have lost the 15 pounds of fat, they've been able to maintain that and even continue to get even more beautiful, lean muscle tone. They are constantly telling me how strong they feel and how incredible they feel in their skin, and how one of them even was able to go and do this incredible work conference and presentation. And she was like, I literally felt like a badass on that stage. And it's because of, like, I'm keeping promises to myself and I feel so confident in who I am because of this program. Like, you go, girl. Like, so Ambitious and Fit is just freaking killing it. Tony is amazing. My incredible husband, he is a unicorn in himself. He is like that guy that, you know, he's like a man's man, where he loves, you know, hunting, guns, cars. You know, he's very much a hardcore, successful, driven person. But then he also loves him some luxurious items. He loves to shop. He is very stylish. He designed our entire house and he is truly a unicorn. He is absolutely amazing. He is starting to get the itch a little bit for having kiddos, which is interesting. Because like, if you've been around for the podcast for a long time, Tony and I were very like no kids for the majority of our relationship. So it's a very interesting place to navigate. I was like, hey, like, let's take a chill pill for a little bit, like just a little longer. And so I'll keep you guys updated. No, I'm not pregnant, I swear. Will I tell you? Yes, I promise. 1000%. But other than that, though, that's pretty much all of our updates over here. I think we don't have any big trips coming up. We might do something for Tony's birthday because he's going to be turning 35 next month. Oh, he's like, I feel so old. I'm like, nah, 30s and 40s are the best. That's pretty much it from the personal perspective, but I'm just so thankful for you. So I wanted to give you some of those life updates really quickly. But today I'm pumped for us to be talking about this topic, because no matter how fit, lean, and, you know, and ultimately how beautiful of a transformation that you have, you're always going to have, as a driven woman, you are always going to have times when you're hard on yourself and your body, honestly. Like, it's to the point where like you just nitpick and like, you know, not meaning to, but you're your own toughest critic. I think that it comes with the territory of being a highly ambitious, successful woman, is we are our own worst critic. We are very hard on ourselves. We are the person that holds ourselves to such high standards that when we don't meet our own standards, and sometimes they're a little unrealistic, right? Like, I love unrealistic goals and I love demolishing them, because ultimately, like, that's what I even did with my own transformation in my life. But like, still, like, we need to stop being so hard on ourselves and our body. I'll be very upfront with you that even the most fit human beings in the world, the most successful, let's say multi-million ambitious and fit women out there, they still go through these things too. They still have those, you know, I guess like body progress, plateau, like anger, shaming, like type of, like, with Tony and I call them moments. So maybe you can call this, you know, these yourself, but like, maybe after you have this incredible fun meal or you're on vacation and all of a sudden maybe your body takes on a little extra water, or maybe you feel bloated, and then all of a sudden you look in the mirror like, why the hell did I do that? Like, what's, like, all of a sudden you just go down this like deep hole in, like, that you almost like can't get yourself out of, or like, man, I, you know, why did I do that? Or you go into this guilt place, or you even are nitpicking because you want to be somewhere and you're not there quite yet, right? And so you're just like, why am I not there? You get impatient, right? And so, number one, I want to highlight that We do need to stop being so hard on ourselves and our bodies. It is, however, normal to feel this way. It is normal. And I don't think that society talks enough about it, or at least women like you and I. And that's the reason why I want to have the conversation on the podcast, that, you know, ultimately you are going to have those moments. Those moments are going to come regardless of where you're at in your journey. And, you know, I know that you sometimes look at maybe somebody else who is further along than you are, and you're like, that girl doesn't have those moments. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Even I have those moments. Last week, it was the week before my period. So let's be very real there. But I 1000% was feeling like a whale. You could barely see it, but like, you know how you feel, you know how your body feels when you're bloated, or you feel gross, or you just like, you feel inflamed. Like, there's so many things that could have been happening. But last week, I don't know what I was doing, but it was definitely like a time where I think my body was a little more inflamed than usual, and just a little more puffy. And of course, obviously, I was about to start my period, so like, duh. But like, it was just one of those things where it felt different this time. And I think that it might have been some of the things I ate. It could have been stress related. It could have been so many different things. And I went down a rabbit hole, or I had a moment, and I looked at Tony, and he was like, hey, like, dude, like, you talk to your clients about this all the time. I know you're human, but like, you got to get out of this like moment that you're having. Like, it's okay. You know what to do. You know exactly what's going on here. Like, it's okay to have a moment, but don't let this like change your entire day, right? And so it just kind of helped me reflect, because I actually had a couple of my clients that were just having a bit of a moment themselves, and we were talking through it, and I checked in with them for the next couple of days, and ironically, they were able to push through it and get to the other side, and was like, I don't know why I was feeling that way. And I'm like, girl, because all of us feel like that at some point. So I really want to give you some empowering steps as an ambitious woman for how we can overcome that body or progress shaming when that does come up, or when you have your own moments, right? So I hope that this is helpful for you, and maybe you just take away a couple of tidbits, but I'm here for you. If you ever have that thought or that feeling, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I'm happy to talk with you and really, again, normalize that for you, because even I had that, you know, this past week, right? Now I'm feeling great and I feel super empowered, and, you know, I'm feeling pretty dang fit and lean and awesome, but like, it doesn't change the fact that last week I didn't feel that way, right? So let's go ahead and dive on in on some ways to really help overcome those moments when you do feel them and when they come up. So I would say the first thing is really like focusing on, why are you feeling that way? I think it's identifying why you're feeling that way in general. So maybe was there like a rude comment that was made? Or did you look at some pictures of yourself and you didn't like the way that you looked in them? Maybe there was some social media negativity. Maybe it was just this inner self-criticism that you had. I would just say, like, get clear on the root cause of why you're feeling that way. And you're really just taking on that toxic thought pattern. Again, it's very normal to feel this way, but it is good to go ahead and identify why you're feeling that way. It's good to get really honest with yourself. So a really good example of this was, you know, I was really busy 2 weeks ago, really busy. And it's not like a badge of honor by any means. I like to call myself productive, but like, it was just a little more of a stressful couple of weeks. Tony had been traveling a lot. I was, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on for work. I had a ton of programs that I was updating. I just had a lot on my plate, a lot of, you know, family, personal, just a lot. And I had then realized that I was actually eating out a good amount. And that was because I was falling into the convenience bug of things, right? And so when you are eating out, it's important to know that, yes, you could be making the most incredible decisions with what you're doing. So maybe it's like, you know, you're getting like a rice bowl with some chicken and some veggies and all the things. But it is good to remember that there is a difference of eating out versus eating at home. There is a big caloric difference. At those restaurants, they have, you know, it is their job to make their food taste so good that you want to come back for more and continue to be a customer for them, right? So naturally, I was eating bowls and salads and really good things. I felt very confident in my choices, but naturally something that would have only been maybe, 400, 500 calories that I made at home was more like 750 to 800 calories more. From those restaurants because of things that they cooked it with and all that stuff. Don't even get me started. Like one of my other clients, Belinda, love her times a million. She and I both get super frustrated because this is the way that it is, but like we can't change society. Like it's literally their business. It is their job to not make things bland. So anyways, that's why it's a good thing to cook or meal prep at home in bulk, use what's in your kitchen, all of the above. That's a rant for another day. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is I found that Tony and I were, actually ordering in a good amount, or we were taking food, we were eating out a lot more, especially during that 2 week time frame. And I gotta be honest, like whenever I was very honest with myself, and it was simply because I think I honestly did eat a couple of inflammatory foods those weeks, and I wasn't as conscious of what I was intaking. And so like, that's the reason why personally, I was feeling the way that I was. I was having my own moment, and it was because I was feeling this internalized self-criticism of me actually eating out way more than I normally do. And it was just one of those things where I had to get really honest on why I was feeling that way. So it could be something different for you. It might be that you're comparing yourself to somebody else on social media and you're really pissed off kind of where you're at in your progress, or maybe you're getting really honest with yourself by saying like, I actually have not been following my program. I have not actually been doing the work associated with getting the progress that I want or getting the transformation that I want. And then you just get mad at yourself and you're just criticizing because you're like, what the hell? Like I should be doing this. I've invested in this, or I told myself that I was going to keep these promises to myself and I didn't. So that can lead to body or progress shaming of any type of sort, or lead to those moments that you're having when you're looking in the mirror or you're really feeling out where you're at in this moment, right? And so identify the why you're actually feeling that way. So that was how it felt for me personally. And that was it. That was a time where I got really frustrated. And then when I told Tony about it, he was like, hey, that's easy. Like, we have next week. Let's go ahead and just be a little more proactive on, what are we going to make at home? And I was like, thank you for being a guy and just simply being like, oh, here's what we're going to do about it. I'm like, I just want to feel in this moment. He's like, okay. And then of course, I got the meal prep. And so for the past 2 weeks, like things have been incredible. And I actually, my body has calmed down. It's not inflamed anymore. And it feels amazing. So ultimately, guys, have a good husband or a partner involved, or a family member or a best friend that could be like, well, let's take the logical route. And I'm like, well, I'm feeling emotional. So it's not the logical route I want to take. So I would say identify why you're feeling the way that you are. I would say another thing to do is to rewrite the script. So whenever it comes to overcoming that moment that you're having, we have been so conditioned in our society and in our lives to attack our own body, to pick apart. And I think that's because we see it on movies, or maybe you were a dancer in a previous life or a cheerleader, or maybe you were in some sort of sport that was weight focused or that you had to have a certain performance level. And so you were therefore taught to attack your own body. Maybe you even saw them in movies or TV shows growing up. I know I did in the 2000s, 1000%. And we have to rewrite that script because we've been so conditioned to attack our own body. We need to actually purposefully replace those shaming words with like body positive affirmations, and more so building that respect and appreciation for our body. Because the fact that you have a beautiful, healthy body right now, like your body, like you, we're talk about that later, but I'm just simply saying like, be grateful for the vessel that you have. Be grateful for the things that your body has done for you up until this point, right? It's absolutely incredible. And so now we have to build that respect and appreciation, because when we have that respect and appreciation, what we focus on then grows. We are empowering our body. We're making better decisions. We're adding healthier habits versus shaming ourselves, picking ourselves apart, going into turmoil, and then leading to emotional decisions that don't get us closer to what we want, right? So focus on rewriting that script and focus on like loving and respecting and appreciating the amazing vessel that you're in and the progress that you're making towards that big picture goal. the transformation is going to take some time. So like, be okay with the fact that this progress is going to take time, right? It's just like by eating one salad, you're not going to get abs overnight. Eating one burger is not going to make you fat overnight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have to be, it takes time. It takes time, but rewrite the script along the way. I would say another really good way of overcoming this and quit being so hard on yourself and your body is building a wonderful crew of human beings around you. I talked about this a lot in the past, the past episode that we just went through on making more ambitious and fit friends, but truly like surrounding yourself with uplifting women who support you and remind you of who you are, what you're building, or even a coach. Like for my one-on-one VIP gals, like I literally speak life into them every other week. And I remind them, I'm like, you are a freaking badass. Like this, like you are the one that's investing in your health. You're the one that's taking, you are focusing on your fitness, nutrition, and mindset transformation. You are going places in this life. You are becoming the best mom, the best wife, the best business owner. You are taking control of your life and you're being intentional with it. Right? And so they have me, they have the fellow ambitious and fit women. Like, I mean, I have my beautiful friends that I can easily go. I have my amazing husband who is constantly lifting me up. I call him my propeller, or my push-up bra is another way of putting it. So that's a super fun fact that I call Tony my push-up bra. We call each other that. And it's just simply because we lift each other up and we're not anchors. We don't pull each other down. Right? So 100%, you need to be surrounding yourself with an incredible circle of badass women and badass people around you, male, female, whatever you want, and really just have them remind you of who you are as a person and the places that you're going and, you know, embodying that. Another way to do it is to celebrate your, like, to overcome this, you know, body or progress shaming of any sort is to celebrate the capabilities. Like the fact that you get to move the fact that you woke up today is a freaking blessing. If I need to smack you in the face for a moment, like you woke up today for a reason. Other people didn't. You have the ability to move your body. You have the ability to work out. You have the ability to eat amazing food. You are sleeping in a warm bed against your head, against a fluffy pillow with a blanket. Other people do not get this luxury. You live in a country that you don't have to be scared for your life every single day, right? Like this, like you have to celebrate your capabilities. Make a list of all the incredible things that your body and your life allows you to experience and to achieve, and then make sure to add to it on a daily basis, right? Like our bodies are for living, not tearing down and criticizing, right? Like our bodies are truly incredible. Like we have, it's one of those things where so many, your health isn't a priority most of the time for a lot of people in life. I'm not saying you because you're not an average woman, but for average people in this life, they just go through the motions and their health only matters when something is wrong or that they're sick. Then everything changes and their health becomes their top priority. We're not those women. You and I are not those women. And even if you are going through something right now, I love you and I appreciate you. And I am sending you all of the positive and beautiful healing vibes because you are celebrating the capability that you have woken up today and that you get to do something about it. For us women in general, like we should be focusing on our health even before something like that happens. We should celebrate the capabilities that our body and our lives have allowed us to do and actually move our body, right? Almost take on the European like work instead of like living to work, more so working to live. Same thing with our bodies. We are working out to live our lives, right? So another thing that I would highly recommend if you're feeling like you're being really hard on yourself and your body is you need to unfollow those fake people that are showing you this, making you compare yourself to these societal ideals or these heavily edited images that are on your feeds. Like essentially, they are bringing in negativity into your life and they're making you feel a certain way. Either mute them or unfollow them because it's clearly not good for your mental health. Right? I have one of my wonderful friends. She is going to be, she's going to be becoming a mom soon. And she found herself comparing herself to all of these moms on Instagram and the things that they were doing and the way they were living and the lifestyles and all these things. And she found herself going down this hole and she was like, I keep comparing myself to these women that like my journey is so different from theirs. Like I shouldn't be doing this, but it is putting me in this dark mental space. And so I'm unfollowing them or I'm muting them if they're my actual friends, like just because I can't see that. I can't do that, right? So like same thing for you. If you're in the middle of your journey and somebody is triggering you in some way, listen to the trigger and just mute them or unfollow them completely because they aren't aligning with your goals and the things that you want to achieve. And it's bringing negativity into your life. But what you're trying to do is have a renewed, positive, wonderful growth mindset around this beautiful journey that you're on, right? So just unfollow those people, unfollow the fakes, especially the ones that you don't even know that are just like, oh, I did a 10-day juice cleanse and I lost 10 pounds. Like, good for you, unfollow. Like, it's just like, it's bullshit. Like there's so many things out there, right? So just undo it. I would say another really huge thing whenever it comes to being, you know, so hard on ourselves, we have to be moving with gratitude. And I know this kind of goes back to, you know, celebrating your capabilities, but moving with gratitude every time that you sweat, that you go for a walk, that you stretch, that you do any type of motion, even doing the laundry, even like having intimacy with your partner, like everything is an opportunity to show appreciation for your body's capabilities and abilities. We have to harness that thankful energy and move with gratitude because we get to move today. That's so freaking powerful. I'll say another thing is, you know, have self-care and do it like you mean it, right? Like whenever it comes to being so hard on yourself and your body, like focusing on your self-care, keeping promises to yourself by going and doing the workout or going and getting a massage or going, even getting your nails done, shit, like whatever makes you feel like elevated, getting a new outfit, a new cute workout outfit. Let's be real. Like, I love me some of the Align Lululemon leggings. The other day I wear them to work out. And whenever I went to go into the Lululemon store, I was like, yeah, I need to get another pair of the Align leggings, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, do you like strength train in these? And I was like, yes. And she was like, oh, you should more so do, you know, this other one. And I was like, I've been doing this for like 6 years, 7 years. We're good. We're fine. My leggings still last. Now, I know other people are going to be like, those are more for lounging and walking and all the things. Hey, I want to wear my leggings and I love them so much. I like feeling like I have nothing on. Okay. So the Align Lululemon leggings are where it's at for me. But like that's self-care for me, right? I would say, you know, just any type of self-care that really makes you feel ignited, make you feel really good about yourself, even if it's a face mask, even if it's anything that makes you feel elevated and feel like you're caring for yourself, do it. Even if it's as simple as going for a walk, girl, anything at all, just self-care like you actually mean it. Another really good one is, you know, really, I would say shutting down anybody that is making you feel less than you are. So like you're being so hard, if you're being hard on yourself because of, you know, other trolls out there or people that are trying to give you advice and it's like unwanted, right? Like little trolly humans, little negative suckers, like just deflect any unwanted advice or pity from those who are projecting their own body insecurities onto you. Their shaming has nothing to do with you. I would tell you 1000%. Okay, so I was talking with my client the other day and she goes, you know, what's interesting is that I went to my daughter's, you know, game and I wasn't able to eat earlier. So I went and I brought my salad and it was amazing. Like I had sweet potatoes, I had chicken, I had, you know, the lettuce, I had this amazing dressing. Like it was literally like sweet green, but like made at home. And she was like, it was so good. But we were literally running late. So I brought my salad to the game and I sat there and I was eating it. And I look over and I just felt the judgment, like, ugh. And people are like, why are you eating that? Like, we have a concession stand with hot dogs and burgers and all these things. And it's so interesting because seriously, like people don't want to see you doing better than them or that you're making better decisions than them. And so they will give you advice or like make you feel awkward or even, oh my God, like it's, I hate that society is doing that. I, it's just a big pet peeve of mine. We need to normalize or make it celebrated that people are doing healthy habits like bringing their food places if they are on the go, or, you know, we just shouldn't make other people feel bad about making great choices. But there are some trolls out there where people are giving the unwanted advice or pity or projecting their own body insecurities onto you. So, you know, another a really good one was whenever I first started my fitness journey, I went home for Christmas. We're talking like 30 minutes away, but like for me and my family, like I see them maybe every quarter, maybe every 6 months. And so I went, I went home and my mom, she looked at me, and I love my mom. I love my mom very much. I even actually trained my mom. So super fun fact, I helped her lose 20 pounds and she was 67 years old and straight up kicking ass. And she has MS, which is even crazy, like multiple sclerosis. And like, she's freaking awesome. But this was before my big transformation. And as I was progressing, it was Christmas morning and she looked at me and she goes, you know, I think you're getting pretty skinny, pretty lean. Like, should I be concerned at all? Like all these things. And I looked at her and I was like, Mom, I am eating healthier. I am drinking plenty of water. Like I am in the best health I've ever been in. And like, and I'm not even done yet. And she was like, all right, well, just let me know. Like, I feel like don't take things too far. Like, I know you're even going to be doing a competition soon and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like it was just one of those things where like she meant well, but she was kind of being a troll in that moment because like she all of a sudden, like she was in this, her own place at that time where she was trying to lose weight. And she was trying to make her own progress. But what she did was she then started talking. We started talking about, you know, like little workout things, some nutrition things here and there, and started to validate things in a new way. Like, oh yeah, we only have one beverage and you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, and like, I don't care. Like, it's like, I'm doing my own thing. You're doing your thing. I don't give a shit. Right. But there, she's all of a sudden giving me advice on what to do, or like expressing her opinions on things, or, oh, that sucks that you're not able to do X, Y, and Z, you know, things like that. And I had to shut her down a little bit because and simply say like, yeah, I'm just doing me. I'm doing like blah, blah, blah. Like, this is what's important to me. And I mean, and that's from somebody that I truly love and I care about. And I even was able to coach and help later on in life. But when you're in the middle of a transformation, like conversations do come up. You do have some trolls that are either people that really love you or even other people that are like, why? Why are you working out like that? Like, you don't need to lose weight. You're perfect the way that you are. What about the whole love your body positivity thing? And I'm just like, if you want to get in the best shape of your life and you're doing it that way, you can like, you know, live for the, you know, have sustainable, beautiful habits and live in your most ambitious and fit version of you for the next 50, 60, 80 years of your life, do it. Who cares? It's your life. It's not theirs, right? But like, kind of shut them down. If anybody's giving you that unwanted advice or pity and grossness, like, ignore them. And I know that'll be difficult and it's not going to happen overnight, but like, who gives a crap? You know what I mean? So anyways, shut them down. Their shaming has nothing to do with you. If they're just projecting or making you feel embarrassed or awkward, or you're eating your food, or you order a salmon salad while everybody else ordered the biggest pizza they've ever seen in their whole life and eat all of it, like, it's okay. It's okay. Just move past that, right? I would even say that another good one is really like, just intimidate with confidence, girl. Like, there's nothing more magnetic than an ambitious woman who is literally working so hard on her goals. And like you almost feel inspired by that woman. Like, you feel so inspired by the girl who is getting up early, doing her workouts, eating healthy. She's on her journey. She's like, has the blinders on, and you're just like, wow, like that chick is freaking awesome. Awesome. There's nothing more magnetic than that, than like literally watching a girl who's so self-assured that like, I need to not be so hard on myself. I'm in the current state that I am right now, but I'm going places. I am doing the damn thing. Like, I am actually like elevating to this new version of myself. And then watch any type of scrutiny or stigmas or anything like that. Like, you will literally, it will melt off of your shoulders. Or if you have any of those negative thought patterns, it just simply say, I can't control my first thought, but I can control my second. It's okay. I'm going to silence that gremlin. I'm going to put her in the passenger seat and I'm just going to go. We're going to buckle up. We're going to be on the ride together. Fear, any type of self-criticism, any type of, you know, imposter syndrome, anything like that. Like that chick's in the front, is in the passenger seat, but you're the one driving. So go with confidence. It's as simple as this. If you are doing the habits like an ambitious and fit woman, if you're eating healthy, if you are moving your body consistently, if you are actually taking your supplements, drinking your water, like it's not that hard. If you adopt the habits like an ambitious and fit woman, you will become an ambitious and fit woman. Your success is inevitable. So go with confidence knowing that your result is guaranteed at the end. So just go. Just go. And then I think the other thing we have to remember is as for us, whenever we are being so hard on ourselves and our body, and I had to remind this for myself too, is everyone is not perfect. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. Even the most seemingly flawless human beings that you see on social media and you're just like, oh my gosh, remember, social media is a highlight reel. Let's be real here, okay? And I'm trying on this podcast to actually share with you some of the real. Like for example, 2 weeks ago, I felt like a whale and I cried about it. Like, and I was being so hard on myself and my body because of the standards I hold to myself. And like, let's be real, like everybody has insecurities. Everybody has these internal benchmarks of worthiness. And that's something I personally deal with. I deal with this worthiness prop. Like as a driven woman, we tie our worth to our work, to the things that we do, to the things that we are aspiring, our own expectations, the things that we achieve, right? And we define our own ideals, but like everyone's not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Like we have to be okay with like our body naturally fluctuates weight as well because of our beautiful thing called a menstrual cycle, right? Like there's so many factors that come into play, vacations and life, and maybe you're in a busy season with work or, you know, there's so many things. Like life is not perfect. Everyone is not perfect. So quit being so hard on yourself and your body because you're doing the dang thing at the end of the day, girl, right? We need to shrug off the society's like shaming systems, reclaim our own self-worth and actually like take one step closer to saying, hey, you're holding yourself to a high standard. Majority of the time, you're definitely going to get there. But on days that it's just not ideal and it's not perfect, it's okay. It's okay. We don't need to be so hard on ourselves or so hard on our body and pick ourselves apart, right? We are going somewhere amazing, girl. Me and you, like we are actually becoming the most beautiful, ambitious, and fit versions of ourselves, not just for this year, not for just 2024, not for 2025, not for 2026. You and I are on a mission to become the most ambitious and fit versions of ourselves for the next 100 years of our lives, regardless of what age you are, like forever, for the rest of our life. The things that we do now, the habits that we build now, the things that we do, even our mindset practices on not being as hard on ourselves and kind of diminishing that inner criticism, which is going to come up, which is normal, by minimizing that or getting out of it faster or pushing through that pain that we feel and remembering who we are and the things that we're doing, like you are a unicorn, girl. Like we're going places and our success, as I mentioned, is inevitable. So just keep focusing on the daily habits, break it down, take the pressure off of yourself and just remember you woke up today. You got to move your body today. You get the chance to work out. You literally have all the tools in front of you and you're doing the dang thing. Regardless if you have one bad day, one bad week, one bad month, a bad quarter, a bad year, just put that gremlin in the passenger seat, you're in the driver's seat, turn on the vehicle, put on your Google Maps, which is, you know, maybe working with a coach or working on a program, or maybe you Google something, or maybe it's on YouTube. I don't know. Or maybe you're just like, I'm just going to go to the gym. That's it. Right. Like, or I'm just going to go to the grocery store and get food. Right. Whatever you're putting in that Google Maps, just turn it on and just drive. Just go. You are going to hit obstacles along the way. You are going to have moments where you're going to be hard on yourself and your body, and it's going to be okay. Because at the end of the day, you are going to become the most beautiful and ambitious and fit version of yourself. Girl, I hope that this was helpful. I know it was a little bit longer of an episode, but for me personally, going through the things that I have and that I've really helped a lot of my clients with in their busy seasons right now, and then just having some, you know, criticism come up in their lives, I really wanted to talk about this with you as my podcast bestie. Well, I love you times a million. Again, if you are interested in one of those 5 remaining Ambitious and Fit scholarships, again, that's a massive discount off of my 6-month fitness, nutrition, and mindset one-on-one coaching program. Please go ahead and send me over a DM on Instagram with the word ambitious, or go ahead and send through your application via the link in the show notes. I'm happy to hop on a quick coffee chat call with you. We can just catch up, get to know one another, and see if we would be a great fit. I love you, homie. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Catch you in the next episode. See you later.
Doing the Ambitious and Fit program with Michelle has completely changed my life. I started listening to Michelle's podcast about a year ago, and I enjoyed her energy and the practical nature of her content. Over the past couple of years, I've struggled with health concerns and ended up having multiple surgeries around the beginning of this year. I knew I wanted to make some changes. I wanted to feel stronger and more resilient and use this time as a sort of life reset. I started looking into coaches and immediately thought of Michelle. On our initial call, Michelle was exactly like you would think of from her podcast. She has this playful, friendly personality that made me feel instantly comfortable. She really listened, and I could tell she was already strategizing based on my current fitness level and my goals. Michelle was genuine and supportive, so I decided to go ahead and start the Ambitious and Fit program as soon as I was cleared post-surgery. I was concerned about the cost at first, but after just a few weeks of feeling my energy come back, feeling mentally clearer and more capable, and seeing that the program was structured in a way I knew I could stick to, it felt worth it. I was making changes that I'd wanted to make for years. By the end of 4 months, my husband and I agreed that it was some of the best money we'd spent in a long time. While the strength training part of the program is initially what I signed up for, I was blown away by the overall comprehensiveness of Michelle's program. Michelle doesn't stop at providing personalized workouts for the week. She helped me create a variety of goals that supported my overall health. She would also check in with me during the week, so I never felt like I was out on my own. Michelle helped me realize that I wasn't eating enough protein to support body composition change or proper recovery. With her support figuring out how I could incorporate more protein, I started to notice I was gaining more muscle. I remember the first time I could see a difference. It was around 6 weeks or so into the program. I looked in the mirror and did a double take, and I realized everything I was doing was really adding up, and I felt so proud of that achievement. Before the Ambitious and Fit program, I knew I wanted to become the kind of person that prioritizes fitness and trains regularly, but in the back of my mind, I wondered if I would ever really see changes in my body and if I would actually stick to it. Michelle's program helped me do just that. Now I'm confident that I will continue to train and keep the good habits that I picked up during the program. It made me really proud of myself to see real changes, and it made me so grateful for Michelle for this incredible program. If you're considering the program, I would encourage you not to wait. One of the most important things I learned during the program was that if you want to make sustainable change, you have to learn to work around life stuff that's inevitably going to come up. There's never a perfect time, but that's actually a good thing, because if you do the program while you have obstacles, Michelle can help guide you, and you'll know how to work around things in the future while maintaining a lifestyle that you're still proud of. Between the structure, accountability, getting to connect with some of the other ladies in the program, and Michelle's positive and encouraging energy cheering you on, this program really is life-changing. Thank you so much, Michelle.